Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It's Tuesday, June 2nd, 2026 at 9:01 a.m. We'll begin with the invocation, which will be offered by Peggy White, and then we'll have the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our kind Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day, we ask you to bless us to help make the right decisions for the county and all of the citizens that have concerns with things. Father, we'd like to thank you for the moisture that we have received. It was so deeply appreciated. We hope that we can get more in order to sustain our county here. Father, bless everyone that is traveling today. We do have several members of our current team that are out working in the field. Father, we ask you to watch over us, give us direction in making these decisions, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Peggy. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, for introductions for those in attendance today, we have all three county commissioners. Kathy Knight, the mayor of the town of Manila, Peggy White, Cordell McCracken, and Mike Musselman. Welcome. And virtually, can you go back to the virtual screen, Cordell, or tell me who's there?
Just us.
Just us. I know that Lorinda, our clerk, will be in and out. She's working on getting primary election ballots out today. So, I would entertain a motion to go in and out of the RDA meeting.
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and a second has been made to go in and out of the Redevelopment Agency meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Next item on the agenda is to review minutes from our meeting that was held last week, Tuesday, May 26, 2026. Let's do that at this time.
Make a motion to approve the Daggett County Commission and RDA minutes for Tuesday, May 26th, 2026.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve, as presented, the meeting minutes from our Daggett County Commission and Redevelopment Agency meeting that was held on Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, issue updates for discussion. Anything to discuss on the Redevelopment Agency today?
On the RDA?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if it'll be straight RDA or a mix of both, but at least one of the developers is concerned about, and I guess it would be sewer and water with RDA, about their potential development plan and the capacity of the sewer system, both in the collection part and the treatment part. And had a meeting yesterday with his engineers and our engineers, Sunrise and Trevor, to come up with a plan to, because when the last plan was done or the last review of the facilities, both for water and sewer, it didn't anticipate the potential fast growth. It was, you know, up to 10 homes a year. And if any of these developments, whether it's Jesse Lassley or Sun Drop, or what's the other name they use?
Joe Mack, is that who you're referring to?
Any of those, either one of those going online could push us toward capacity based on numbers. So the engineers, start getting the engineers working on what it takes to expand the system, and with information from the developers in terms of their plans, and then how to pay for it, in what form, whether it's, you know, what's on the developer, the PID stuff that is being considered by the town, I think, next week, as it applies to Joe Mack, and seeing what happened, you know, impact fees, all of that stuff, how to accomplish that growth as it comes, and then working with the town as well, trying to understand where they're going with their planning and zoning and approvals, and it's that whole cobweb of intricacies that once you get into the details can start to get a little bit complicated if everybody's not talking together. So, and then as it relates to the RDA, they're asking for comments for this PID effort because it would make a special district within the town as it's applied to the property that would be the Sun Drop through Joe Mack. There's some big questions there. Had conversations with the county attorney. Hopefully he's made messages or he's planning on being available sometime today, probably in closed session, to have some discussions on that. What kind of a letter to write him, because there's some we've got to make sure we know what they're doing and what our stance is on ultimately, because it's complicating in terms of our ownership and what encumbrances it applies to us as we're in first place behind in that, and what kind of encumbrances or consequences could happen with different scenarios. So need to see where that can go. That's it for the RDA, mixed with sewer and water.
Okay. All right, discussion on the Municipal Building Authority.
MBA on water treatment. If Trevor hasn't sent it yet, he's sending an email trying to get on the schedule for buildings and grounds to get some locks, the county locks, door locks and keys set up in the near future. He's been working and just trying to get a date to figure out how that will go as it relates to the water treatment plant and the buildings up there, since they're part of the MBA.
We addressed that after Cade brought that email forward this morning, and we need to determine who's buying all the materials. There's not 90, he doesn't have 90% of the materials like Trevor said.
Or like, I'm only going with what Kate had told Trevor and Trevor to me. So, whatever needs to be figured out, just so they're communicating and getting it done.
I don't think there's been as much communication as sounded like.
Okay.
Because there's not that much. There's not that much that's been addressed.
Okay. All right, so they'll work together to get that figured out?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, anything else on the Municipal Building Authority? Any discussion on affordable workforce housing today?
The road tripping crew went to the Pinnacles yesterday for a briefing for them, and I spoke with one of the gentlemen that's right under me. His last name is Woods. I can't remember his first name. But I did bring up in the workforce housing with him when they put that, when everything, they finally get everything ready to go on build. And I just wanted you to be aware that I did let them know that housing, affordable housing for workforce is something that's necessary here for them. So they're going to take that under advisement and see what they can do to help supply housing for the workers once they get most of it done.
Were that projects in the town, Mayor, have you had those types of conversations with them as well? I would assume.
We've had many conversations with Mr. Barker. He has yet to sign the developer's agreement. And we've got another law firm working on that with him.
Okay.
I'm not sure where it's going to go.
Well, I know that you're concerned about affordable and workforce housing as well. So.
Yes. And the way that he has it set up for phase one is that his workforce will be, and I don't know where I'm at in conjunction with the direction, but his workforce will live in the housing that they currently have while they're building phase one. And then they'll stay in there when they go into phase two. But so far, we haven't got a developer's agreement signed, and we're not going forward until we get that.
Sure. Okay. Thank you. All right. Updates from the Sheriff's Office or EMS EMT? See anybody here from the Sheriff's Department? Discussion on airports.
I don't have anything.
Clinic updates?
Well, they're supposedly getting ready to pour some more concrete cement and working on the tile on the inside. Ways to go. They're not looking to be done in the middle of June like was once projected. But they are
making progress.
Making progress.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be done by the 250th celebration?
What day is that now?
July 5th.
That's July 5th.
That's such a question that I don't think you're going to get an answer from anybody.
I'll be right back.
As much as, I would hope so, but I don't, after talking to the Hatfield, even yesterday, there's a lot to be done.
I was just wondering. I thought that would be a great...
It would be.
Very be awesome. We should know a little bit more Thursday. We have our construction meeting on Thursday at 10, and we're trying to tighten up the schedule and get a firm completion date.
I think that we'll have a lot of people in town, so I think that would
be fun.
I know we're getting a lot of pressure from the governor's office, and, there's a lot of people interested in taking part in that, and I think there's a lot of, it's very frustrating not to be able to have a for sure answer for that question.
Yeah. Just curious.
I know my wife is wanting to have a family reunion, and it's even a little bit after that date, so she's a little bit up in the air, too.
There's a lot of excitement about, you know, people trying to schedule and get into that building, so we'll keep working on trying to firm up the date.
And I think it...
We're getting closer to the point where we should know that.
And the more that people are able to be in and around the building, you know, it gets exciting to see it done as far as it is and know that it's, you know, it's in sight. You know, there's a lot of moving parts that has to be put in the building after it gets, you know, somewhere approved, putting all the apparatuses in and everything's still.
Randy, with the road trip and crew yesterday, I talked to them about the clinic. So when we do get a date, I'll try and contact her name is Amy, and they may see her on the channel too if we can get.
Peggy.
Do you guys want to work the lock on that? You thought we locked you out.
Yeah. I'm just, yeah.
Okay.
All right, very good. Any discussion on roads? Christy Stahl is here with us from Williams.
Yes, sir.
This might be a good time to have some discussion on your project and what you're proposing. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm actually here because I wanted to make everyone aware that our schedule has accelerated beyond expectations.
Could you identify what your project is for the record?
Yep, it is the Wild Trail Compressor. It's off of Jughead Road over by Dutch John.
Jug Hollow,
thank you. It's down that road a little bit where there's an existing...
I like that Jughead, though.
It's funny, I drew a picture of somebody, but...
No doubt, that's exactly, I had a visual, that's how I remember it.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit down that, and it is a county road about to the facility that we've been looking at. This project is... it was originally thought it was going to take about 2 years between the federal land and the Forest Service land. I transferred the project about 8 weeks ago, and we are ready to go. So we're actually going to be breaking ground as of Thursday.
Wow.
We have crews mobilizing and delivering equipment this morning and tomorrow. We're going to have office construction trailers set up on site about the 10th of June, and then we're going to work all through the winter. And we do expect it to be mechanically complete in February and online by April. So we've really fast-tracked and compressed our schedule. We've been talking a lot about the county road approach on Jug Hollow Road, which we should totally change to Jughead. it is in poor condition, and so we've been kind of working on how we could help to repair that, not just for our work, but for a long-term solution for the county where you don't have to blade it so much with the tortoise. And we are trying to figure out an estimate on paving that all the way down to the edge of the end of the county road, which is basically our facility, which would lower your maintenance costs overall on that. We were looking at, I believe, 4 inches of asphalt to allow it to accommodate more traffic and last longer for everyone. So we're working on that and bidding it with our contractor to basically save us money because they're already going to be on site. That's going to be Blue Sky. We expect a maximum workforce of 65, probably.
Construction workforce?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, it's going to come and go with different kinds of commissioning, that kind of stuff, different kinds of activities. They are mostly staying in Rock Springs right now because everywhere here is full for tourism. I am going to expect them to move more to Dutch John and the closer areas as they become not booked and the weather permits, you know, where 191 is pretty hard in the winter. I don't know if you guys have any questions for me on that. We will get back with you on the road. I've talked to Utah DOT. I was talking to Mr. Woods yesterday. We're collaborating on the engineered approach, new cattle guard, get you a nice new cattle guard that's going to be about 16 feet wide, maybe then campers can get through there just a little bit easier. And then it does turn to Forest Service, and we're not going to do that portion, but I'm going to help with the permitting on the federal land part to get that upgraded to asphalt and that kind of thing. And we'll just keep you in the loop on that. And we have had our kickoff meeting.
Thank you.
And the crew is very well aware that they are here representing Williams and that we expect them to behave as such. And, you know, every now and then you will get an outlier. If that happens, I expect a phone call, and we will address it. I don't want any problems for anyone in this county. I don't want anybody to put up with anything at all. You call me, and I'll take care of it.
Okay.
So if you have any questions for me?
I don't know what they'd be.
Oh, that's a great project.
Yes, I wouldn't dare bring anything up. It sounds like you're in charge.
You accomplished your goal.
We are. We're very excited about this, and you know, I'm excited for it, what it's going to bring to the county as well. You know, and I think you get 1.5% of the sales tax that we pay on procurement and that kind of thing that goes to the side, and then I expect you to get me pretty good on property taxes.
That's out of our hand with centrally assessed, but as you far as the assessment, at least
you will give me at 0.76 of 100% value.
Yeah. Oh, it should be a good impact on the county.
So. I'm hoping so, and I expect you to see more impact where I think it's going to help local businesses during the off season, because we are going to work all through the winter. We do have.
That's great.
Yep, we have relief from the wildlife restrictions and all of that, but if anybody has any problems, please direct them straight to me. You know, like I said, you do get an outlier here and there that maybe isn't going to behave the best in a restaurant or something like that, let me know.
Well, thank you, and we do appreciate you being mindful of, you know, trying to lodge people in the county as units are available. Mm-hmm. That'll be a good impact for us as well. Thank you.
Yep, and we've discussed that after hunting season, things are going to kind of clear out. And it'll be good for us, too, to be able to keep them in Dutch John and, you know, up at Pleasant Gorge Resort and that will help them to not have to deal with the bad roads. But for right now, they are going to stay out of the county because y'all are pretty well booked.
Good. So, and then I assume even with the reconstruction of the road or improvement on the road and the approach and stuff, still attend to because there's a lot of camping that occurs down on that end of the deal, that you're attentive or at least aware of that?
Yes, I have made my crew extremely aware of that they may not block that road, that if there is some reason that they do need to move something there, they need to have traffic control during that time, but they can't be parking on that road and that kind of thing. They're going to set up designated, it might be two access points just for an in and an out kind of a transition with guard shacks. There will be temporary fencing around it. And then those will be their access points, because I told them I don't want them just jumping from the site up to the road, you know, every direction. We're going to have that organized with a guard shack. If you have any interest at all in visiting the project, give me a call.
Sure.
We can arrange a site visit. You can see what's going on and how they're doing it. We've got our power connection out there ready to go, so we're just going to get zooming. And I'm working with the gals over here on building permits. Our septic permit is submitted to Tri-County Health. We already have our water permit. When I get my septic permit back, I will come over and put in building permit for a small office and a compressor station. I think we have a couple of valve stations in that, so I'm working with them on the building permits, but they're beginning the dirt work now because there is quite a bit.
And this will be just west of that measuring station that's there now?
Yep. It's going to kind of surround it, the temporary workspaces, and then your permanent facility is actually going to be a little bit to the east of that existing meter station. But we're going to have two construction trailers out there. We're going to have self-contained sewer and water. We're going to have to, you know, truck the water in and that kind of thing. But it's going to be really fast with any luck, even though I am also hoping for a terrible winter.
I was just going to say, don't blame us. If there's any way we can make a rough winter, we would do that just for.
Oh, I let them know at the bid show. I said, you should know that there's two states worth of people praying and fasting for 12 feet of snow this winter. So just be ready.
Just, just pray for your site, not the surrounding areas, yeah, to not have snow, because we're praying for, yeah, snow.
Well, you know, and I talked to him about it, too, and I said, if you move over to this Dutch John campground and that kind of thing, because a lot of our workers travel a lot and have their own, you know, camper and that, so when tourist season ends, that's going to be a great place for him to live and be able to get to and from the site on a regular basis. We did also let him know that, like, Flint Gorge Resort will open the kitchen if you have 30 people there. So if we have people accommodating those places, then that's going to be enough to keep their restaurant going through the winter. They'll, you know.
Dutch John Resort?
Even as far as Flint Gorge Resort, you know.
Oh, they'll open it earlier or later because they're open year-round.
Are they?
At Flint Gorge. The gym.
Okay.
Maybe to accommodate the workers instead of an 8 o'clock opening, they're willing to do 6 or whatever is that.
Yeah, to get, oh, that's fantastic. See, and I'll tell them that, because those guys are going to want breakfast and coffee.
Maybe. I mean, I don't want to speak for the store, but.
No, you're good. No, and I know the call it, so okay. I'll give them a holler if we have any questions. But just, yeah, if you guys have any questions, concerns, if you're curious, if you just want to go look, holler at me. I'm here to help.
We'll do that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Christy.
Nice to meet you.
Appreciate
nice
you.
Nice to meet you, and we will keep you posted on the road.
Thank you.
Perfect.
All right. Any code enforcement issues for discussion? I don't see Kent here yet. I think he's planning on joining us shortly. Legislation discussion?
Nothing right now.
Tourism.
Peggy, do you have anything for us today?
Oh, yeah. This weekend we did the Outlaw Jamboree, and we did do it all 3 days. Saturday we had 18 people in that rain and mud. It was an awful lot of fun. A lot of good comments, a lot of people that have never ever been here before, even though they live in Vernal, they've never been, you know, back on any of the trails. So that went really, really well.
Was Jarvie's part of that, the Jarvie Fest? Was that part,
yes,
of the Jamboree?
Mm-hmm. It was on that.
They like come and go through Crouse Canyon.
Yeah, see, I'm not real sure what the trails were over on that end. I just know what we did actually right here.
We'll have to get you over there.
On the Finch's Draw Trail on that.
Good.
Leonard is amazing. That man is just entertainment wrapped up in a bubble. Very, very good trail guide. Very, very good on that. We did have a couple of little breakdowns on the trail, and he was amazing with helping one gentleman because his bike broke.
I heard they MacGyvered it a little bit.
Yep, they did on that one. But it was really good, a lot of positive information. Yesterday, we started our road tripping with Channel 2 News. We did 4 here in Manila, and we'll be doing 3 more up towards the Dutch John site on that. That's where Jordan's at this morning.
Yeah, she was putting her face on, getting ready to go in front of the TV this morning.
Yeah, she'll be on camera sometime today. It went very, very well on that yesterday. History Day is the 13th of June. It's coming up pretty quick. We'll be out here in the park starting at 11 o'clock. We do have a cowboy poet coming for that.
Who do you have arranged? Do you know his name?
I can't remember. It's somebody that Jordan's friends with, and he's only doing it because they're friends. He's kind of moved out of that, but it is somebody that she knows that's going to come in on Saturday for that. We'll have the museum open. We've got some displays that we're going to put out. We're not doing a full history. We're going to try and spread this out, so there won't be any bandit information this go around. It's just mainly about Daggett County, the beginning of Daggett County and the Linwood area, what got this area settled. And next year we'll spread into something else, and then the following year maybe the dam or something, so that we have different subjects going for a continuous thing for the next few years on that. I think that's about it for the next couple weeks.
Can I ask a question? Uh-huh. You're doing a 250-year celebration?
We are, July 5th.
Okay. Do you need sponsors?
We need food. That's really all we need.
You can buy food with money.
Yeah,
we could do that. That would be wonderful.
You'll see me at W9. I did also inquire about the Cow Country Rodeo from Jordan. I do need just W9s.
Okay, I can give those to you today.
I'll make a plug for the PRCA rodeo on Memorial Day, or Labor Day as well, if you're not used up yet.
Is that here?
Uh-huh.
Okay, send it to me. I love spending our money.
We like that, too.
We have fish derbies as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I get lost a list. The last one. We'll
What's that?
I lost the last one.
You should have bet on me. I won it.
I was out there.
You was out there?
Yeah, my dad wouldn't let me be on his team. He said that talking too much scares the fish. Bought us some Calcutta.
Talking too much scares the fish.
We'd like money, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christy.
I'll get it to you today. Okay.
Thank you. Very happy to help.
Thanks, Jordan. Or, sorry, Peggy.
Whoever.
Jordan's out today, so thank you, Peggy. Okay. It is 9:31. It's time for us to take a quick recess so that we can conduct our MBA meeting. So we'll do so at this time. Again, the time's 9:31.